This is HPR episode 2100 entitled, Re-enable copy and paste in browsers. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 5 minutes long. The summary is, how to bypass the roadblocks implemented by JavaScript.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I want to talk to you about re-enabling copying and pasting in your browser. I came across this on a few sites recently where in the vain attempt to improve password security, they required you to retype your password in the confirmation field and they would not let you paste it in. So for example, if your password is correct, horse, battery, stable, you need to type that into the first one and you also then need to retype it into the bottom one. Now, most of these sites also require you to have upper and lower case and zeros and squigglies and all sorts of things. So TR0UB4DOR ampersand 3 with an uppercase T. So yes, as somebody who has a policy of having long and unique passwords on various different websites, I just track them using my own system, and 40 character long with random passwords. You can imagine that not being able to paste it in actually diminishes the level of security, because I will, in my 40 characters, make a mistake in an upper and lower case if I have to do that. So this practice should stop, and it should stop immediately. You want to encourage people to put in as long passwords as possible and to use a password manager. In fact, you should be recommending that on your website. Another reason people disable copy and paste and right clicking and all this stuff is to prevent people from viewing the source code of their files. Well, I think that's a very rude thing to do in the web, because the web is built on the foundation of people being able to look at other people's codes and look at other people's innovations and be able to, while not copy, get inspiration from the code that other people have written. And in some cases, yes, copy away, because that's what the license allows you to do. So I consider it just rather rude that you have built up your expertise over the years and you're preventing somebody from, you're preventing the new users from being able to view your website. And of course, the barrier that you are preventing are the people who are new to the technology, because anybody who's been working with browsers over a period of time will already be using stuff like Fiddler or proxies and will already be able to press F12 into developer tools and be able to view in and see exactly what you're doing. So you're achieving absolutely nothing, because you do not own the environment in which the code you're writing runs on. That is owned by another person, and that person can do pretty much whatever they want because it's their computer. Ethically, morally, that is the way it is. And realistically, that is the way it is. So, however, to make it life easier for us, I just want to bring to your attention two little places where you can enable copy and paste. In Firefox, it's actually quite easy. And Nicholas Miller, and a link will be in the show notes, explains how he re-enabled it for PayPal. And you go into about colon config, and then you type in clipboard, and then you'll see dom.events.clipboards.enabled. And the boolean set to true. If you double click, that will switch to false, and that allows you to copy and paste in Firefox. In Chrome, it's a little bit more complex, and I had to search for two plugins to do exactly the same thing. One is called Allow Copy, and the other one is Don't and the F-word with Paste. Makes it very hard to find on the Chrome store because that word is filtered out. But a link is in the show notes here to this episode. And both of them, when enabled, will happily allow you to copy and paste in your secure password and allow you to get on your day with your day without the annoyances of pretend security theater. Okay, folks, apologies for that little rant, and tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.